From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey launched an operation Wednesday aimed at pushing Islamic State fighters from the Syrian border town of Jarablus. The Turkish military used cross-border artillery fire and airstrikes to target the militants. The operation comes a day after the foreign minister said Turkey would give every kind of support to fighting Islamic State in the area around Jarablus. Denying the militants access to the border cuts off a potential route for supplies and bringing in fighters. The U.S. and Japan are condemning North Korea's launch of a ballistic missile from a submarine off its east coast Wednesday. South Korean defense officials say the missile flew over and landed into the Sea of Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the missile firing an unforgivable act that damages regional peace and stability. Abe said Japan will deal with it resolutely and in cooperation with the U.S., South Korea, and the U.N. The U.N. Security Council resolution prohibits North Korea's use of ballistic missiles. The launch comes at a time of escalating tension between the two countries and a day after South Korea and the United States began their annual joint military exercises. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met on Tuesday with Nigeria's top Muslim leader. Chris Stein reports.
Defeating Boko Haram and other extremist groups elsewhere in Africa will take more than military force, Kerry said.
To win the struggle for the future, nations need to do more than just denounce bankrupt, dead-end ideologies that the terrorists support. They also have to offer their citizens an alternative that is better.
Kerry said corruption must be curbed. That is a major issue in Nigeria, where two-thirds of the people live in poverty in one of Africa's top